the word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
Back in 1970, an extremely popular musical group known as The Temptations recorded a song titled "Ball of Confusion," which says, "That's what the world is today." Many of the lyrics can be applied to the same behaviors today, such as the words "an eye for an eye," or "two for a two," "vote for me and I'll set you free." The sale appeals are at an all-time high, and then the words "fear in the air," "tension everywhere." The world is a tough place to be today, but there is always hope. It just depends on where your hope is coming from. There is always hope in Jesus Christ. He died for every sinner, which ensures that there is always hope in Him. In relation to the words of the song, "run, run, run, but you sure can hide," there are some things that the believer should do nonstop, and that is run away from sinfulness. But as children of God, we do not want to hide the light of Jesus Christ. We want it to shine brightly each and every day. The Apostle Paul said to the brethren in 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everybody who competes for the prize is temperate in all things." Now they run, meaning athletes, do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as someone who beats the air. The words to the song titled "Ball of Confusion" also makes reference to the preacher saying the only person talking about love is the preacher, which begs the question, what would Jesus say about what is being preached today? Where is the love? It's missing in action because so many people need Jesus. The Apostle Paul told his mentee Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, he says, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Think about it. There is nobody that can do what Jesus has already done.